Yes, Donna, as you said, the hose pipe ban for the communities of Milford, Derrickheel and Romelton has been extended for an additional 7 weeks until Monday, the 4th of August. The order, as I said, only applies to customers in the public supply in the Milford, Derrickheel and Romelton, and not the rest of the county. I suppose, although, and the customers might find it hard to understand, although the recent weeks have brought like cooler and wetter weather, you know, the latest Milford remains under severe pressure. So our top priority in East Gairn is to protect our water supply for the use in homes and businesses and essential services like schools and hospitals and the care homes in those areas. So this water conservation order, also known as a hose pipe ban, is an appeal to customers to reduce and conserve water for an additional 7 weeks in those areas.
And now you mentioned there that we did have some, I suppose, kind of more milder weather there, but from next week it looks like the weather's going to get drier and warmer again. So that will again mean, I suppose, more evaporation on the water supply and more people using water.
That's right. You know, annual trends show that generally our lakes recharge in the winter time. Unfortunately, 8 of the 9 months weather since from September right through to May, we've seen below average rainfall in around 60% apart from April. So that meant that we were heading into the summertime in Loch Columbkill in Milford, which substantially reduced lake levels. So, and as you said there, you quite rightly point out, we've had, as people understand, it's been raining cats and dogs in recent weeks in Donegal here. But look, it can take weeks and months of that rainfall to recharge the lake Milford. So look, we are, and as you quite rightly point out, the forecasts do indicate a likely return to warmer and drier weather, and that will put the lake under pressure again.
And there is simple things that can be done to, I suppose, try and conserve water levels, and that goes for people as well outside of Milford, because while Milford's under extreme pressure, the rest of the county is also feeling the pressure in terms of the water levels.
Yeah, as you say, the water conservation order, the hose pipe ban, it specifically prohibits the use of pressure washers and garden hoses. But aside from that, there are simple measures that people can take to reduce water, like take showers instead of baths, and then taking shorter showers. You know, if there's any leak in taps or cisterns or pipes in their property, get those repaired. Also, look, I mean, we've had a great response from the public since our last appeal. Thankfully, following our last appeal, there was a reduction in demand witnessed in those communities. So, again, we'd like to thank the public for reporting leaks in their communities, both to our 1-800-278-278 contact centre, but also to the local ops crews. So that's much appreciated, and we have seen and we have witnessed the benefits in that reduction in demand following the last appeal, Ciara.